Hi, Joe.
Hey, Ann, can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better.
That's perfect.
Okay. So,
Because that was a phone on my. All right, okay. Well, I was saying that with the content that you will provide, and who is writing the content? Is it you?
Yeah, it's going to be basically this is going to be from, because this product is a product that is white labeled. So a lot of the contact is a lot of the content is coming from the same company that's already, they have a website. So we're just basically duplicating a lot of the content.
Well, if we're going to go ahead and, you know, duplicate someone else's content, that is a red flag right there from Google. They will take down the website. Why? Because they will think that this comes under plagiarism, all right? And it comes in data theft, all right? Like, hey, we're just copying, pasting someone else's work on our website, and that's why Google's just going to go ahead and strike it down, because Google is working robotically. All right, the robots have been sent out, you can say, information. Like, if you find anything like that, just notify us, and we'll just go ahead and take it down. All right? That is the reason we do not recommend, or we do not appreciate our clients copying, pasting it. That is the reason we have to go ahead and send it out to Google first, and they let us know, like, hey, this has been confirmed plagiarism. All right? And then we let our clients know, like, hey, we need to go ahead and get it done through a professional content writer for the website, all right, with the keywords and all right, that needs to be there on the website, even if it's Shopify, WordPress, Java, JavaScript, PHP, whatever platform is being used, it needs to have a good first written content, all right, with the keywords integrated into that, all right, because Google will go ahead and notify us, like, hey, these are the keywords that are in the content. All right, and this is the keyword, this is the back keyword, black hat and white hat keywords and everything about it. They'll let us know about it right there and then. Because there is a team of Google who is with us, all right, and who let us know, like, hey, yes, this is the confirmed thing, and we cannot go ahead and go
so
by
not
that.
A problem. I can get that done. That's not a problem. Okay, but with regards to the graphics, you know, do you guys, if I give you, so how does that work with the graphics? Do I have to provide the graphics, or is that something you guys do where you'll put it all together and just come up with something that looks effective?
What do you mean by the graphic? Can you elaborate
that? For the pictures of the products,
of the products and everything about it. Have you seen the website that we designed for you? Have you seen it?
Yeah. Let me just log on to it right now.
Please, so we can be on the same page. So how's everybody at home? Is everything okay?
Oh, not too bad. Just it's been a very, very tough time trying to sort out everything. You know, it's really hard when there's someone passing away. You got their whole estate that you have to take care of. And it's just been a really tough, tough time.
I do understand that. I have been through that.
Yeah, I'm dying. I know. I'm so, gosh, so sad what you've gone through. I can't even imagine.
That was
so sad.
That was the reason that me and my wife got separated. Because she think that it was my fault and everything about it, even though it was not. So, yeah.
It's very hard. It's very hard when you have a child and, you know, something devastating like that happens. I can only imagine. Oh my gosh! I mean, you can never go back to being the same again. Never.
First,
so
that laugh, that smile, that cry, right, it comes back to you again and again, and you miss.
Oh, of course. As I said, you'll never be the same again. It's just something you're gonna have. You know, you have to get used to. You know, it's a lot. My husband, when he was previously married, he had a baby that passed away at 3 weeks. And, you know, you even get so attached to them at that age. And it's just, it's an awful thing. It goes against the force of nature when you lose a kid. It really does.
It does.
Okay, I'm just logging on to the store. And do I go to, okay, I see it. So, yeah, I kind of want a better, a different image because I'm really wanting it to be, and I'll send you guys the kind of color schemes I want. I want it to be a lot of reds, blues, and more gray tones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, customize. Let's just see. Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem. Take your time.
Oh, it's taking forever.
That's okay. It takes time.
Okay. So I see it, and yeah, it's just really a one product item that we're doing right now. So, you know, I've got a lot of the content, you know, near enough done. I've got a little bit more to do, which I'll send, you know, the tabs that we want there, and then I'm going to just reword a lot of the stuff that is on there.
I have a question then. So why not hire someone who can go ahead and write the whole content for the website and you just get to review it? Because I think that in the brief you mentioned that the website needs to have a greater audience, all right, for this product to be, you know, available in the market and for the product to have a good reputation. So in order to go ahead and have this product a good reputation, you need to have a good content for the website so it can be, you know, market out, all right, and people can see the product, and if they're interested, they can go ahead and buy it.
Yeah, I do have someone that can put together the content for the website. I'm not worried about that. It's just really just kind of rewording it a little bit. They can go ahead and do that. I guess what my thing is just really making the site look effective because I see here you guys have put a ton of different products on there, and it's really just going to be one product.
It will be mm-hmm. all removed. This is just to have the look and feel for the website. The colors and everything about it will be changed. This is just a theme, all right, because Shopify does work only on theme. So it will just be, you know, the same thing, but we will just go ahead and remove some of the products over here. We're just going to go ahead and set up only one. And then we're just going to go ahead and, you know, get rid of the colors. We're just going to go ahead and bring in more color as you want.
Yeah. And so for the slideshow, with regards to the slides that I want going there, there's about four slides that I want going in there. Do you guys, is there a particular size that needs to be?
Well, the banner, it says CGX Paint Gel.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, so you see where the slideshow where it goes, because I want it to have about four slides of different, you know, promotions that are going on. So with that said, for the actual slideshow, how big does the banners have to be so that you guys can put it on there?
Well, you can send in the picture and we'll resize them accordingly. Not a problem.
Oh, you can? Okay. Okay, great. Good to know. All right. So leave that with me, and I'll get this all over to you within the next week. I just got to get my partner to rewrite everything, you know, all the content.
Mm-hmm.
And then she can go ahead and you know, rewrite everything and then send it back to you guys
mm-hmm.
to upload to the site and then with the pictures and everything. So I hope we should be able to get this done within the next week or two. And then I think we should be good.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And just needed to clarify one more thing, that you said that you'll be using some payment methods for PayPal. And PayPal is what we do provide at first, and then you need to have the Master, Visa, Amex, and Discover as well, Google Pay, Apple Pay, all right, Authorize.net. Well, usually Authorize.net is the main gateway that we require to go ahead and get the transactions done. But for that, we need to go ahead and buy their API and get it over to the website, all right, so they can give out the gateway passage, all right, for all of the transactions that are being made over to the website and into the bank accounts directly. So do you have your PayPal or anything like that with you for the business?
I have a business PayPal, but that's for a totally different business. So I'm going to have to set up a PayPal for this specifically, because that's going to go under a different entity. So
yes. You need to have a different one so it can be used, and that needs to be linked over to your bank account.
Yeah, yeah. So that's something I will definitely work on and get that over to you guys.
Mm-hmm. And all right, so what we will be needing is that we need to go ahead and go through a different kind of APIs like Authorize.net, then Master, Visa, Amex, and Discover. And if you want Google Pay, you can. And there's different kind of merchants that you can use as well to go ahead and provide people the, you can say, gateway, so they can go ahead and pay through that, all right,
mm-hmm.
and not have
mm-hmm.
them limited to something that they're not able to go ahead and pay through, all right, like Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, all right. These are the kind of different kind of merchants that can be integrated over to the website, so people are not limited to go ahead and pay you just through payment from PayPal, Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover. They can go ahead and pay you through Zelle, and they can go ahead and pay you through Cash App and Venmo as well.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
and we need to go ahead and get the different APIs from the company itself so they can just go ahead and let go through of their transaction and not hold them. Because usually if there is no – yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So the APIs, is that something through Shopify that they do or –
No, it needs to be done through an API from them, originated from their own companies, and not Shopify.
Okay.
Because Shopify is just a platform where the website will be built, but the merchant needs to be integrated over there. Yes.
So how do I set that up?
Well, we will get you the APIs, all right, because a business-to-business can just go ahead and get the APIs done. All right, an individual cannot, if they go ahead and now, they won't be providing it to them because an individual cannot go ahead and do it. That is the reason there are companies who go ahead and create the website and then they go ahead and connect all of the merchants over there for PayPal, Stripe, Square, or Zelle, Cash App, and everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to go ahead and create your account, all right, while we go ahead and just go ahead and connect your website over with the merchants as well.
So where do I go ahead and create that account then?
Well, you have to go ahead and create the account for if you want Zelle, you can. All right. If you want Cash App, you can. All right. For Amex Discover and the Visa Master and Business Card, we will just go ahead and get the API and get it done for you.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me speak with my partner because she's familiar with all of this. So
of course,
I'll find out what kind of payments we should be, you know, taking because I just think, you know, we really don't need to go crazy about putting single,
it's just a
you
start.
Know.
It's just a start. You don't have to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Let
you
me
can
speak
surely...
with her. And...
Sure. So you can let me know, all right? You can text me. You can send me an email, whatever you wish to go by. And we can go by that, of course. Not a problem.
I appreciate it, Joe. So, yeah, give me a little bit of time, and I'll get this all back to you shortly, okay?
No problem at all. All right.
All right. Thanks so much.
No problem. All right. Well, take care.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.